B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
So, yesterday on the show, we heard from Amanda, who called in and said that she was on a horrible first date. Just to sum it up real quick, she went to the Ruth Chris with him. Remember?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he was on his phone the whole time, ignored her the whole time. And to the point where she called her friend and said, hey, meet me outside. Like, you're picking me up. I'm leaving. But before she left, what did she do?
She ordered more food to take with her.
It was the best. She ordered a side of steak and some dessert and then just left. And he goes, hey, where did you go? He texted her. She's like, you were being rude. I left. So he said, where did you meet him? And she said, oh, I met him at the Atlanta airport.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really, really nice. And that kind of triggered something for us. We're like, geez, you know what? You could just meet someone just about anywhere.
Yeah.
And even the location where you meet that person might change a person's personality. Like, maybe just being bored at the airport made this narcissistic guy who talked about himself and how rich he was and how big his homes were.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, humanized him for her. You know what I mean? And they just sat there and they talked because he's bored at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute he gets back to his home city of Charlotte and takes her to the Ruth's Chris,
he's a jerk.
He becomes who he is.
Yeah.
Chirping about all his well-beings. And be like, well, you didn't take a private plane, did you? You flew coach with the rest of us at the Atlanta airport.
You guys ever meet someone in a weird spot or, you know, in an unusual location?
No, but do you want to share how your mom met or no? No?
We talked about
that's
it
not,
once,
yeah,
I
that's
think.
Not my story to tell.
We talked about it on the air. I didn't know if you want to rehash it.
Yeah, that's a weird circumstance.
Yeah.
We've also talked to people who've met at red lights before.
You know, I think my aunt met her now husband. She used to clean funeral homes, and I think she met him there.
At the funeral home?
Yeah, she used to clean them. Yep.
Was he alive?
No, yeah.
We're the perfect alive. Husband.
He doesn't alive. Talk back. Dead. Just lays there.
Yeah. Has a bank account.
Can't mess up anything.
Honey, is it okay if I take more out of the checking? Don't say anything if it's a yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I remember that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I met somebody I dated, but not for too long. But I met them at the airport in Sacramento, where I live there. And she was a dancer at a very upscale Las Vegas men's club.
Okay.
And she was divorced. And she told her kids, who were, I think, 8 at the time, that mom goes to Vegas every weekend because she works on the shows out there.
Oh.
Like, she does makeup for the shows.
Oh.
So I was totally intrigued, you know?
You do like meeting people at the airports. When we went to L.A. to go film for the TLC, My Big Fat Fabulous Life TV show, you warned me that you're going to be sleeping on the plane and not to talk to you and blah, blah, blah. Then we get there, he meets this what is
she's an orthodontist,
out in Belmont. Next thing you know, them two are chatting it up. For the next 5 hours.
Yeah. Manny will talk to anyone and he will know your entire life story. You're so invasive. Like, when you meet somebody, it's like an interview process.
Before we even took off, I think as we were taxiing, I told her my wife and I were in therapy. Just as conversation.
Yeah.
Just because she was like, my boyfriend and I are going through some stuff. I was like, oh, everybody's got to do therapy. Couples therapy is the best.
Hmm. At the end of it, she knew your social security number.
Yeah. I called her to make sure her friend picked her up. I became like, well, we had a mutual friend. That's why the whole thing started.
Yeah.
We had a mutual friend, and she plays tennis.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Here's a call we got yesterday from Amanda, and she met this guy and went on a first date, and things were so bad, this happened.
The whole entire date, he's talking about, oh, I have this home, and I have this, and I have this car, and I just purchased this, and I'm a business owner, and it just kept going on and on and on. And I'm like, oh, hi, I'm Angela. I'm over here. Would you like to know about my life as well?
Where did you guys meet, Angela?
We actually met at the airport in Atlanta, and our relationship continued over the phone, and I kind of realized that he was very cocky and narcissistic.
Yeah. So, yeah, the first date was awful. But they met at the airport.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's kind of a unique place to meet.
Scott in Richburg, welcome to the Man You Are on the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning.
Morning. Where'd you meet your wife?
At a convenience store.
A convenience store?
How convenient.
Yeah, I used to work for a furniture company, and you stop in every morning, get coffee and diesel, and she was the head cashier.
Oh, nice. Okay, so she worked there.
Yes, sir.
And then when did you make the move from, like, customer to smooth?
Maybe about 3 or 4 times getting diesel, you know.
Yeah.
Then I kind of got my nerve up and asked for a phone number.
That's a cool way to say it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm going to get gas too.
Get
my diesel.
He's going to get his diesel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it takes diesel a little longer to fill up, I think, doesn't
there
it?
There you so go. A little extra time to little extra schmoozer.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, how does thanks, the Scott flirting work? Be like, I'll take a pack of M&Ms, please.
Yep. Would you like to share my M&Ms with me?
$120 in diesel?
Yeah. I'd like to take the shareable bags of M&Ms that are available later. This is Melissa in Charlotte.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. So where's the weird place you met someone?
Okay, so back in 2002, I had a close friend of mine pass away, and I was calling another friend of mine, and I was really upset and crying, and I dialed the wrong phone number, and I guess because I was crying or whatever, it was a guy on the other end, and he just started talking to me, and then, you know, he called and checked up on me and the next day and then asked me out for coffee, and we dated for about 2 years.
Wow.
Cool.
An accidental dial.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Did he look like you thought he was going to, Melissa, because you heard him first?
I really don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was really nice, so I was like, you know, I didn't have any problem with going out to coffee, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then we're still friends, but he had to move away to Washington, D.C. for his job, so. But we still talk and stuff, but we don't date anymore because it's too far away.
Okay. You know, have you caught a train to D.C. at all?
I have seen him. I've gone up there to see him on vacation sometime. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So. Thanks, Melissa. A little inside conversation happening off the air. We're
discussing the Amtrak. Because that's entertaining.
Yeah.
Us discussing the logistics of going from Charlotte to D.C. via Amtrak.
It takes 9 hours. It shouldn't take 9 hours
really
on a train.
It should not.
There should be a direct train from Charlotte to D.C.
Weren't we like the leaders in the railroad at some point in our American history?
In the 1800s.
Yeah, we're still stuck in the 1800s.
Yeah. Big steam train coming through.
I'm going to be taking a horse carriage buggy to Washington next week.
And you'll get there faster than you would on a train, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.